Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Sihlangana kwezekuseni Mthwakazi ngomvulo mhla ka 12 kuMpalakazi 2022. Igama lami nguNtungameli Nkomo. Ezihamba phambili. Uzulu uthukuthele phezu kwenyathelo likahulumende lokufakela iziphathamandla zakhe amandla esola ezindlini ukuze zingaphazanyiswa ikusilela kwamagetsi osokuthwalise abantu nzima. Umhlangano wokuqinisa wobudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aseAfrika owe-US Africa Summit uyaqala kusasa eWashington, lapho uMongameli Joe Biden azahlangana khona labakhokheli beAfrika abagoqela umphathintambo weZimbabwe, uMnumzana Frederick Shava. Imidlalo yeFIFA Soccer World Cup Semifinals iyaqala kusasa phakathi kwamaqembu amane asesele. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uzulu weZimbabwe uthukuthele phezu kwenyathelo likahulumende lokufakela iziphathamandla zakhe amandla esola ezindlini ukuze zibalekele udubo lokusilela kwamagetsi elizweni osoluthwalise abantu makhaza lamankampani nzima. Iphephandaba leThe Standard libike izolo ukuthi abafakelwa amasola laba bagoqela abaphathintambo bakahulumende kanye leziphathamandla zebutho. Iphephandaba leli lithi isiphathamandla ngasinye sifakelwa isola elamandla afika ku-5 kilovolt. Lithi njalo inkampani eqhuba lumsebenzi ihlawulwa inkampani zamadola aseMelika alichumilane i-$14,000 ngandlu inye. Lanxa nje ingcwethi zisithi kumele isola ele-5 kilovolt ibize imali ephakathi kwenkulungwane ezintathu kusiya kwezinhlanu. $3,000 le-$5,000 kuphela. Okusilela kwamandla kagetsi sokufike kuzinga elibi eZimbabwe, lapho uZulu asethola khona amagetsi okwamahola amane kuphela ngelanga esikhathini esinengi. Uhulumende usanda kucunula uZulu njalo ngokupha abaphathintambo bakhe izigidi lezigidi zamadola aseMelika. Abaphathintambo bakahulumende bathole ingxenye yesigidi i-$500,000 ngamunye. Abasekeli babo bathola inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu $3,000. Kwathi amalunga ephalamende wona aphiwa inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane zamadola eMelika i-$40,000. Uhulumende uthi limali yizikwelete zokuncedisa iziphathamandla zakhe ukuthi zithenge izindlu zokuhlala. Ibandla le-CCC lona elithi lingangena embusweni lizalulungisisa udaba lwamagetsi. Lithi inyathelo likahulumende lokufakela iziphathamandla zakhe lezebutho amasola ezindlini kuveza sobala ukuthi akazihluphi ngoZulu weZimbabwe makhaza. Sixoxele siphathamandla saleli butho eMelika, uMnumzana Tim Moringayi.
Siyabona vele ukuthi uhulumende kazana uPF unomona. Into ebonakalayo lapha yikuthi vele abala isifiso sokuthi abantu beZimbabwe bonke bathabe babe lentuthuko ukuthi siphumeleleni sonke. Ilizwe lethu lonke leli labuya ngendaba yempi ye-liberation umvukela Jim Renga. Sathi sibona abantu bevela eZambia, eMozambique, le-Angola babuya lombhobho kuphela bengela ukudla, bengela mpahla, bengela ndawo yokuhlala. Abadala bethu, omama labokhulu labobhuti labosisi babaphekela, babanika igqoko, babanika lawo izindawo zokuhlala laphana impi isitshisa. Kodwa sesibona ukuthi kathesi bona sebengenile phakathi kwezikhundla, sebengathwa sebeyibo ababebusa njengoSmith ubandezela abantu, bengabanika i-freedom, benza into abazifunayo. Imali yona leyo masingakhangela ngiyomuntu weZimbabwe ngama diaspora remittances, lama taxes anjengama toll gate fees, izimra, iVAT. So yona leyo imali evela ebantwini esithi ngama taxes. Siyakwazi ukuthi vele uhulumende ngala industry noma i creation of employment ayenzayo. Into esizibonayo kathesi abakwenzayo khonoko ukuthi bayafakelana isola, wona umuntu wonke weZimbabwe jikelele ngelamagetsi. Kutsho ukuthi bona sebezibona ngani kuthiwa sebengcono kulabantu bonke ababafakayo khonapho. Bona sebezibona ngani kuthiwa yibo abaspecial.
Kodwa isikhulumeli sikahulumende uMnumzana Nick Mangwana labanye abezanu PF bathi akula lutho olubi lapha ngoba uhulumende unakekela nje izisebenzi zakhe.
Ukuhambisa abakwenzayo ilizwe lethu, labo mangwana bekhuluma izinto abasikhulumayo ukuthi vele akula ndaba, they need to take care of their isebenzi zegovernment. Isebenzi zegovernment, they get their money from taxpayers. So into eqakathekileyo ukuthi abantu bakithi, ikwakhulunywa usiphatha amandla welokhuzeni we-CCC okhulumela upresident Chamisa uFatai Mahere ekhuluma ngeplan ele-CCC ukuthi amalayithi lamagetsi siza kuhambisa kanjani. Iplan yokufaka amasola lani lani le energy engasinceda ukuthi umuntu wonke jikelele ebe le electricity endlini. Sibona ukuthi kathesi kule 43% homesteads iZimbabwe yonke since 1980 elamalight. So sikhuluma ukuthi izanu yayingela plan, ayila plan, and asibone ukuthi kuphumani. Into abayaziyo ikuba le corruption, bathatha izimali zabantu. Singakhangela kubabo drugs gate abathatha imali ezavele overseas. Sibona izimali zama mine, sibona izimali zegolide, zama diamonds, platinum. Iyangaphi imali yona leyo umeli incedisa abantu beZimbabwe?
UMnumzana Tim Moringai ngowebandla le-CCC khonapha eMelika. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende uMnumzana Nick Mangwana uthi akula lutho olubi ngokuthi uhulumende anakekele iziphathamandla zakhe ngokuzifakela amasola ezindlini. Amazwi yakhe agcizelelwe lilunga leZANU-PF uMnumzana Belief Gawule.
Kufana nokuthi emsebenzini enjalo uyanikwa imota, wenzelwe into ezinjalo, unikwe indawo enje yokuhlala, kumbe even ama-companies amakhulu alakho ukunika abantu njalo bayakwenza khona ukuthi izisebenzi ezilemsebenzi yane phezulu ngale, ama-managers, ama-directors, ama-companies amakhulu bayanikwa izimota, bayanikwa izindlu zokuhlala, yabona zobethe zilungiswa. Ama-parastatal bayakwenza khonokho, bayanikwa izimota, bayanikwa izindlu zokuhlala. Into yathi belikhona la izolo lokhu, yale into ezahlala ikhona leyo nkomo.
Kodwa nxa uhulumende esefakela iziphathamandla zakhe amasola lawa babagawule, kasoze akhohlwe yini ngabantu makhazi ukuthi kulo dubo lwamagesi njengoba zona iziphathamandla ziyabe sezihlezi kuhle zingacitshelwa amagesi?
Kathisa abantu abaningi abanye bale mali lifaka wona lamagesi amasola. Ungakhangela izinto eziningi zabantu abanye abalemali zabo bayenelishayo sebefaka amasola malanga. Kodwa-ke laphana ukhangele phela nkomo, umuntu okuthiwa isisebenzi kahulumende esiphezulu kumele futhi nanxa udubo lwamagesi lenyosolukhona abe nendlela yokuthi nxayithi amagajeti akhezwa kuthiwa sokule monakalo ngale sokule dubolunje afonele idresa, afonele ubani naye obani bathinte, ayikwanisi ukukhulumisana abantu ukuthi asesendaweni enje, ayikwanisi ukuthinte ukubambeka ngoba lapha khona ukonke ugethi lukhona umuntu lwana akasivumeli ukuthi yena babe lakho kunikwane kukhona okumncedisayo ukuthi anamagethi sekhambile ekwanisi ukuthi esebenzi ekwanisi ukubhala ama-report ekwanisi ukwenza yonke into enjalo uzavuka kusosakuthi kuthiwa hhayi izolo abantu bendaweni endebendebendade benganamagethi uthiyakhuluma behlala kwikabinet bekwanisi ukuquba imisebenzi abantu abanjalo.
Abanye bathi udubo lwamagesi lolu luveza sobala ukwehluleka kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ngoba wathi engena embusweni wathembisa ukuthi udubo lwamagesi luzaphela uzalulungisisa. Udubo lwamanzi, udubo lwezempilakahle, ukusilela kwamaphilisi lokunye labonke labodokotela wathembisa ukukulungisisa konke lokho kodwa zindubo esibona zisiyaphambili lanamuhla.
Abantu laba batho njalo bathi Mnangagwa usehlulekile. Ngabantu be-opposition, ngabantu bafuna ivoti, bafuna ivoti ebantwini, badinga ivoti. Asobantu abakhuluma iqiniso, ngabantu abakhuluma into engayisiyo, omumeni abawukhangeleyo. Khangelani kambe thina ilizwe lethu khangela ukuthi sifikela kanganani ezimalini. Khangelani sasafuna. Namhlanje ukuthi udubo logesi lendayo sakanani. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele asikhangele imidubo logesi oludabamelwa yinto ye-Ukraine ye-Russia lungakanani olukhona. Kanti nxa singakhuluma ngeZimbabwe siyisungulele iZimbabwe kanti ihlala ngaphi iZimbabwe ayikhokho lapha emhlabeni.
Umnumzana Belief Gawule ulilunga lezano PF. Sixoxela ekobulawayo. Umhlangano wokuqinisa ubudlelwano phakathi kweMelika lamazwe aseAfrika, o-US Africa Summit, uyaqala kusasa khonapha eWashington DC lapho uMongameli Joe Biden azahlangana khona labakhokheli be-Afrika abagoqela umphathintambo weZimbabwe uMnumzana Frederick Shava. UShava nguye ozamela iZimbabwe ngoba uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe uMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga abanxuswanga ngoba bangabanye abezanu-PF abetheswa izijeziso zenotho iMelika ibethesa umlando wokwephula amalungelo kaZulu. Umhlangano lo uza ngenwa njalo ngabameli benhlangothi zempilo ezijiyeneyo ezigoqela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Isigodlo sikaBiden sithi umhlangano lo uzaphatha indaba ezijiyeneyo ezigoqela ukuthengiselana phakathi kweMelika lezwekazi le-Afrika. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele encwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Efidlela Ncube.
Okuzabe kukhulunywa kuzathinta kakhulu ezomnotho, ubudlelwane kwezenotho phakathi kweMelika le-Afrika, kuthinte ikakhulu njalo kwezokuvikelwa, kwezokuthula, i-peace and security, kuthinte njalo izinto ezise-Afrika, ama-conflicts esiwabona e-DRC lendaweni ezihlukahlukeneyo. Kubuye kuthinte njalo amalungelo abantu ukuhlala kwabo e-Afrika. Kujwayelekile ukuthi iMelika nxa ihlangana labantu ikhulume ngazona lezi zinto ikakhulu abavela kwamanye amazwe. Ngakho-ke kulindelekile ukuthi lase-Afrika kuzaqelwa kuzona lezi ndawo i-trade, ezokuthula, i-security, kunye lezamalungelo abantu lezimpi ezise-Afrika.
Abakhokheli bamazwe aseAfrika siyazi ukuthi lapho lalapho abahlangana khona bakhuluma ngokuthi izijeziso ezetheswa uMnangagwa labanye bakhabezanu PF kumele zisuswe ngoba bathi zilimaza uZulu Makhaza weZimbabwe. Singabona velu phakamisa yini lolu daba emhlanganweni lolo Mongameli Biden?
Yebo, kuzaba khona abazakhuluma ngakho, abazakhuluma ngezijeziso zenotho. Yikho esikhala ngakho thina abanye ukuthi abangakhulumi ngezijeziso zenotho kuphela kodwa bakhulume ngalokho uhulumende weZimbabwe angakwenzi ngendlela efaneleyo, i-corruption egcwele ilizwe lonke, ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu, ukuvinjelwa kwabantu abamanye amaqembu aphikisayo ukuthi bakhankase bekhululekile, ukuhlukuluzwa lokuhlukunyezwa kwamalungelo abantu kungalandelwa mthetho le-constitution, konke lokhu kudala indlala esiyenza ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bagcwale umhlaba wonke jikelele. Okulimaza iZimbabwe kakhulu kasoma sanctions kodwa i-corruption ngumbuso ongamanga kahle ongahlonipha amalungelo abantu. Yikho lokhu esikukhangeleyo thina njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi amazwe ase-Africa, abaholi be-Africa bakhulume ngakho lokho, hayi lokho okunye abasuka bekuthinta okuthinta abalutshwane.
IMelika ikhanya ikhonona ngokugxila kobudlelwano phakathi kweChina, iRussia lamazwe ase-Africa. Singabona uBiden ekhuluma ngalolu daba yini labaholi base-Africa laba, njalo bona singabona bempendula besithi
yebo, iMelika silindele ukuthi ikuphakamise khona lokho, ikhulume ngobudlelwane be-Africa leChina leRussia njengoba kulempe Ukraine. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi impendulo ezaphuma yikuthi abase-Africa bazathi bona bayilokho okuthiwa ngesiNgisi non-aligned, ukuthi kabakhethi hlangothi ezimpini ezikhona emhlabeni. Lokho kakutsho ukuthi kuzayisuthisa iMelika, izaqhubeka ikhuluma ngakho isiya phambili. Kodwa ke asonto engibona ukuthi ngavimbela ubudlelwane obukhulu phakathi kwe-Africa leMelika, ngokuba iMelika iyabudinga lo budlelwane, le-Africa iyabudinga lo budlelwane. Ngakho ke ngibona sengathi bazadinga indlela zokuthi basebenze ndawonye besiya phambili, lanxa kukhona ukuhlukana kwemibono lapha lalapha.
Umnumzana Fidlela Ncube yingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe. Sixoxela ekobulawayo. Selikubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. INews Day ithi amalunga eZANU-PF asebumbe inhlanganiso ebizwa ngokuthi Land for Economic Development kumbe Land for ED, yona ejonge ukuhluthuna amaplazi angasetshenziswa ngokugcweleyo iwabele abasakhulayo bebandla elibusayo phambilini kokhetho luka-2023. I-Chronicle ithi kufe abembi begolide ababili, njalo kwesatshelwa ukuthi abanye abahlanu labo bengaba bebhubhile ngemva kokudilikelwa ngumgodi we-Success Mine obizwa njalo ngokuthi Intefa Mine eMatobo eMathebeleland South ngesikhathi besemba igolide.
Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Uvuka Mthokazi Vuka, abantu yithi salibonani kustudio 7. Ngiyakhuluma ngoba kuyakhulunywa, kodwa imeseji yami kayidluliswa. Okhulumayo uGodfrey Moyo kosokanila, kuyamangaza abantu beZANU-PF ma belokho beqhubeka belutha. Asinamgwaqo, izibhedlela azinamithi, izibhedlela azinama-oksijini, nengubo azisekho ezibhedlela. I-MRP yesilethe izingubo ezibhedlela. Abantu baphelelwa ugetsi ekuye bona bezifakele ama-solar panel. Thina abantu esivotayo sibe yihlekisa, singamametho okusula ezinyawo. Kuyazi siyadangala impela ukuthi nelezi mali ezingaka ziphuma, kuba imali lezi bezincedise abantu. Kulabadala asebegugile lezigoga, bayasokola abantu bakankulunkulu ukuthi abalwela inkululeko, kodwa batholi lutho ngapha iZANU-PF lokusidla imali ne-CCMTC. Bakithi vukani emaqandeni, wazani kumthwakazi, lingazihlekisi ngabantu bokuza.
Sanibonani bantu bakithi, kanjani ngezindawo ngezindawo? Azithi sigcwalise kulezi zehlulekise zeZANU-PF lezi. abantu umhlaba wonke manje bayazakhela izakhiwo, umhlaba wonke abantu bazakhela kliniki, everything abantu bayazenzela manje. Laba bezana uPF ubona bafika ngokuhlakanipha kwabo ngoba bona bahlakaniphile. Sibisenza sengathi yibo abayenze leyo nto. Izana uPF kumele sibeke ukucaca, lezi yizehluleki ngamasela la, ngababulali laba abalancedwe elizweni lapha. Babuya nje ngelast minute. Sebebe bedidizela beseza bona sengathi balobuntu. Why bengaqala ifoundation ibona phansi? Isakhiwo besiqale phansi. Kodwa bazofika isakhiwo sesiphelile. Bebe befaka nje into encane insimi nje encane engelancedi. Bejika bethi besenza sengathi kwakhiwe yisho. Indawo yonke kumele abantu bebekwazi. Wo zonke izakhamizi ezidonate imali zizakhele izakhiwo. Izana uPF aziyixotshe ingakuyizovula leso sakhiwo. Kungasebenzi kanjalo. Laba bantu baseza ukuthi bahlakaniphe too much. Mase bejika sebesithi yibo abayenze lezo zakhiwo. Bona bengela ncedo ebantwini. Abantu bayafa esibhedlela manje. Akula midi. Imigwaqo akula mgwaqo. Ama-ambulance akula ama-ambulance. Kodwa bona balandelela lapho kweza khona abantu. Why bengaqala okwabo bona?
Salibonani, salibonani ku Studio 7. Ngiyabingelela lonke nje basakazi, lonke labalaleli be Studio 7. Mina igama lami nguThomas, esigabeni sakwaMakwalela, ngaphansi kwesigaba sakuNdolwane ePlumtree. Ngilobuhlungu obunye engibuzwayo lapha, angazi kumbelani kuyalifikela yini. Uyabona le nto le eyayenzakala kogambu, ukuthi kogambu ePlumtree, ukuthi abantu bakogambu bezenzele ikliniki yabo ngaphandle kwesandla sikagovernment. Kodwa kodwa kugcineni kwasukubuya igovernment engayenzanga lutho kule kliniki leyo. Njalo futhi bekubuya bekhuluma isiyona endaweni yabantu abakhuluma isiNdebele. Abantu bakithi abadala bakithi basala bengazwanga lutho ukuthi kanti kuthiwani, lenyama badla baceda. Lokhu okusobala okokuthi thina amaNdebele siyathi nasesifanana lani lamasili. Indawo yethu iyadliwa njengamasili. Anti amasili wayehlala kumpane ezindaweni, kumpane ezimbawu, kumpane hathi nedliwa, cine pushelwa ngaphi? Entshonalanga le. So yinto engibona ngathi ekugcineni gcineni izagcina iyenzakale gidi.
Ama-MPs, ama-opposition party, uma bevuma ukuyamukela le mali. So are they still opposition or they are now supporting ZANU-PF? Bayithatha njani imali abayinikezwa ngabantu abaphikisana nabo? Because angiboni impela kuyindlela e-right. Ngezinye indlela sebencindezela abantu. Ubona bazogeda imigodi emizini yabo, bafaka amasola emizini yabo. Isizwe sonke sihlupheke, singenamanzi, singenagetsi, kodwa bona besidla. Bangabuye babe ngama-opposition impela a-strong, a-opposana no-government ophethe manje. If bona sebe-happy emizini yabo nabantwana babo, le nto ayisebenzi le. Badlala ngabantu. If bengasafuni ku-oppose iZANU, ababuyele kuZANU-PF bayejoyina iZANU-PF. Babe ngama-MPs eZANU-PF. Ngikhuluma ngayo i-MDCT ne-CCC. If bengasengama-opposition party ababuyele kuZANU-PF bayedla bonke neZANU-PF. Kubonakala ukuthi bafidwa iZANU-PF. Because le nto abayenzayo vele ayikho right.
Salibonani balandeli bakaStudio 7, lani basakazi. Ngigumede enkayo lokhulumayo. Ngithi nami ngiyemphawula ngombuso weZANU sesizawubona. IZANU libandla elinamanga kakhulu. IZANU libandla elilobutsotsi obudlulileyo kakhulu, ngoba sikubona la umnankagwayena uthe ma engayingena esihlalweni wathi 100 days izinto zizayo sezinto. Akukho lokuyi-1 okwalungayo, izinto ziqhubeka zisiba bhedi kudlula umbuso kaMgabe. Wazokhuluma elane ekobulawayo e-adresa izinduna ezi-adresa ngendaba yombhuqazo webhubhawundi ethi ufuna ukulungisisa izinto. Abantu insiza esiza le matoko bekushawa futhi ngabalandeli beZANU ababuya esitshoneni khona leyinye kuground yesibili. Uyazini umbuso lo weZANU lo, akukho nto ezalunga ngombuso weZANU. Ayikho into bantu bakithi ezalunga ngombuso weZANU, ngoba libandla elinamanga kakhulu elisebenza ngenye indlela yokuthi phambi kwabantu ukhuluma okunye, zukuzuku
ground ikhuluma kuyo. So hey leli bandla leli angazi ngakuqili balo lamangalo ukuthi lizalungisa ini, kodwa hayi angiboni kulento engaluma phansi kombuso wezandla.
Labo bekungabalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo ngeWhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe. I-Reuters ithi amapolisa aseZambia athole izidumbu ezingamashumi phose amathathu 27 zabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi izizalwane zakwele-Ethiopia ebezilahlelwe endaweni elamapulazi duzane lesigodlo iLusaka. Kunakanelwa ukuthi abantu laba bebephakathi kohambo njalo babulawe kudinwa lendlala. Kulo yedwa ophephileyo. I-AP yona ithi isidumbu sesizalwane saseZambia esifele empini ephakathi kweRussia le-Ukraine sikuhlangothi lweRussia sifike kwele Zambia izolo. Umufi ngulemekani Njirenda. Yena obele miyaka yokuzalwa engamashumi amabili lantathu 23. Imidlalo ye-FIFA World Cup ingena kuhlandla lama-semifinali kusasa ngemva kokugunyulwa kwamaqembu amakhulu athi England, Brazil le-Portugal ngempela sonto. Sasa i-Argentina idlala le-Croatia kudingwa iqembu elizangena ku-final kuthi ngolwesithathu i-France izanqikilana le-Morocco okuyilolodwa ilizwe lase-Afrika elilokhe likumncintiswano lo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Sekusile amaqembu amane kumncintiswano wenguqu okudinga intshantshi zomhlaba jikelele o-World Cup 2022 oqutshelwa kwele Qatar. Amaqembu la ngele Argentina lona elizadlala le-Croatia kanye le-France yona ezanqikelana le-Morocco. Umqeqeshi womdlalo wenguqu osebenza labasakhulayo uButhelethi Ngwenya uthi loba yiliphi iqembu phakathi kwamaqembu lawo alilalo ithuba lokuphakamisa inkezo ekupheleni komncintiswano.
I think kule 50-50 chance for everyone. Kangela Morocco defensively very solid. Kangela France yona idlala using transition. Kangela Argentina they are a passing team. Croatia a passing team. So in terms of who goes to the final, Kangela is semi final. It's a 50-50 chance. Kangela the first semi final Croatia and Argentina. The styles of play are posanga na hambelane. They are trying to build from the back. Ngale both teams are playing from transition. So it's a 50-50 chance, but I bet Morocco has a better chance to reach the final.
Umdlali wenguqu uPhindani Ngwenya uthi ukhangelele iqembu le-Argentina ukuba kube yilo eliphakamisa inkezo.
Kume ngibone ngani ngathatha i-cup Argentina. Ama-reasons ami ukuthi vele i-cup le they wanted to and they survived endaweni ezikhusha. France ngiyayibona sibili, angiyibonile impact yayizulu, but hayi ke mntani ibi-bias u-referee laphana. So ama-chances ayo vele ukuthi singawina laphana. Next game yayo ambone nganalo. I think okunye kuzenzo i-nature because kulo muntu omele ayiwine vele i-World Cup. Angulane nimisi. Vele umele retire la i-World Cup.
Omunye njalo umqeqetshi wabasakhulayo u-Anele Nyadi uthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lingabe limisiwe ukudlala lamanye amazwe kodwa kuningi elingakufunda elizweni le-Morocco.
They went back but trace ama footsteps of what from a developmental side they are doing something over there. Women's football, they are doing something there. But they have a target for 2024 which we need so and so a number of women playing football. We need so and so a number of young boys below the ages of 10, below the ages of 11, below the ages of 12. So, which means the moment we still have what you call progression. And with those FCWAs, we can retrace. So I think what we need to do as a nation, development is the way to go. Why am I saying this? If we can channel back our resources okokuqala ku development, right? We then fix these administration issues as law that asenza sinjani sibhane as a nation. I think iZifa and SRC they can reach a consensus.
Imidlalo yesigaba semifinal iyaqala ngolesibili mhlazile ijumila ntathu lapho iqembu leArgentina elizadibana khona lele Croatia, ukuthi ngolesithathu iqembu leFrance lizanqilana leMorocco. Amaqembu azanqoba kusigaba sesemifinal azadibana kufinal ngensonto mhlazile ijumi lathuba mnembili. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Yaloba kwanele mthwaka zomuhle likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo 7:30 na asibeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa ngasikhathi sinye ngo 6:30. Olivalelisayo ngontungamilinkomo gomba lume lakavuna mai nembeleko.